The attraction was the fit, you know, with education and engineering kind of coming together. Certainly passionate and purpose is involved.
If you were to tell somebody on the street, hey, this is what the Clean Valley Council is all about, what's your mission?
Our mission is to really get into schools and provide a hands-on experience and getting kids to love the environment, and then they're going to want to care for it. And so we have 20 or 30 different programs that go into K through 12 education. And then I'm responsible for educating the adults. So we do education on one side, and on our outreach side, we do cleanup events that have been held for year after year. You know, we really participate in the other community events like GoFest and, you know, the Deschutes events and cleanups.
And I see it on your Facebook page. You've done a lot of promoting of other events, like i.e. the city's Green Academy, which I think is coming up. So you think that's important, too, to let people know that there are other events out there not sponsored maybe by Clean Valley mm-hmm. Council they should get involved with.
Absolutely, because it really is together we can do more. I believe that in partnering up with the other nonprofits as well as, you know, your corporate pieces is all important because we have a lot of similar missions. And, you know, we were at the Bay Day with the Land Conservancy up in Botetourt yesterday for 2 days with every fourth grader from Botetourt schools.
And they're learning there about the watershed, I guess, that drains in the Chesapeake Bay.
Yeah, good bugs, bad bugs.
Right, how to keep it clean.
Right, they ran into a little water snake. It was exciting being there yesterday.
They didn't tell you that when you interviewed for the job.
No, but I love hands-on and I love field trips. So I think that's what engages the kids to, you know, love us when they see us coming.
We're talking with Marianne Brenchick, the Executive Director for Clean Valley Council. When you say you go into the schools, who's going into the schools? And is it? I would imagine it's all tied into an SOL.
Correct, absolutely. And the teachers that we have two environmental educators that work for us. Full-time for us is a 30-hour-week school schedule like any teacher with summers off. And we typically get one really seasoned retired teacher, and we usually get one new teacher. And that's kind of been the history of it, one that aspires to be a full-time teacher, and we have training ground, and one that has done a career in teaching and really just wants a little bit more relaxed, hands-on setting for, you know, doing the environmental education only. So we have both of those educators scheduling with the schools at the beginning of the school year. They're usually booked for the whole year within the first month.
You talk about getting adults involved and talk about what you're doing with the adults as far as education. One of the things is our cleanups. I know there's a spring cleanup and then there's a fall waterway cleanup coming up on October 7th. Talk about getting adults involved.
Sure. You know, there's certainly the avenue for the community-wide. So Fallways Cleanup is 17 years of that, and it focuses on the rivers. And, you know, you can do any area that's even the dry streams, like the recent spill that we just had in Botetourt. That was because we had a dry ditch that is only a stream once in a while pour all those pollutants into the river. So any kind of drainage ditch needs to get cleaned up as well as the rivers. So that's our focus for the fall. And in the spring, on April 14th, we do Clean Valley Day, which this is our 40th year. I mean, that's how Clean Valley gets started.
Since it's coming up, the October 7th cleanup, do people sign up in teams? And if they want to get involved in helping clean up the waterways, how do they get involved?
Sure. We just launched a brand new website, cleanvalley.org, or a new look to our old website. And the very first page is how do I get involved. So you just click on that and you can volunteer for any of our events, whether you have a spot picked out or whether you want us to choose one for you, whether you're a team of one or two or a team of 25. Doesn't matter. We'll take care of you and we appreciate you.
We're talking with Marianne Brenchick, Executive Director for Clean Valley Council. A couple more questions. One of them is about, I'm on the Greenway a lot. Does it sort of bum you out when you look at the Roanoke River and you see plastic bags hanging on the banks and things in the river?
Yeah, I had an instructor, a teacher at my Antioch University that really put this in perspective of just, when you see stuff like that, it's not hating the people who put it there, but loving the earth so much that you want to clean it up. And so it's hard to get to, though, and those are just entwined in the branches. So in the recent Tinker Creek cleanup, we were right down in there, pulling them out of trees and getting the tires out of the river. So we certainly love that enthusiasm for anybody who really wants to get down in there in a boat and pick that stuff out of the trees so it doesn't continue down the stream.
If you want to attract visitors, the train will be bringing more people here and new residents who love the outdoors. You think it's maybe more important than ever that we keep the valley clean?
Absolutely, and it's important to everybody at every level, at every age. I mean, the industry and the economic growth of people who use this water to the people who drink it and our children's children who are going to drink it in the future. So, you know, every little piece that everybody does from recycling to washing their car on the lawn, all of those things make a difference. And we teach in the classrooms how that gets right into your drinking water and, you know, waters that are running the industry as well.
You've been in the position a couple of months now. I'm just wondering if you're planning to, I guess you said the website's been revised, but any other new wrinkles or new directions you might see Clean Valley going in?
Yeah, for us, is for me, understanding all the programs. This is the first time in a nonprofit. It's really just clarifying the contracts that we have, make sure we're delivering and following up with those partners, and then looking at it, doing what we do in other regions, because Clean Valley is very unique. We're five communities, the county, the city, Salem, Botetourt, and Vinton, and no other communities in the state of Virginia do it this way. So we're very effective and good at what we do with our environmental education, and to take that model to the Montgomery area and to the Franklin County area and the Bedford area is really our five-year plan.